Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Mary and today is Wednesday, December 9th. Right now we are going through our Advent devotional guide. So each day we will be reading a portion of scripture and reading through part of the Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts on the passage read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christian hymn that we are working from today is Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, and this is stanza 4. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. Our scripture for today comes from Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10. So if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin together. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful desire and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Many of us grew up in churches where we only sang the first or second verse of hymns. In one such church, a retired pastor named Bob spoke up after a song was cut short. "Why don't we sing the whole song?" he said at a rather awkward time. On that day, the church began to sing all the verses, and they continue on until this day in some fashion. They began to sing all stanzas out of reverence to Bob, but they continued this pattern as they learned that the verses they'd been skipping were great texts that led them to profound worship of God. I mention that because today's hymn text is like that often forgotten fourth verse. Pastor Bob was surely right about this one. We must sing the last verse, because a careful examination of the words reminds us that if we miss this verse, we miss the true hope of Christians at Christmas. This verse is the culmination of our longing for Jesus. It is a prayer for trust and obedience in this life, and a prayer of longing for the second coming of Jesus to take us home. Charles Wesley's choice of the words are rich with meaning. I believe that when we parse out the prayer, by thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone, we find that what the writer is highlighting is the eternal nature of God and the necessity of our dependence on God's Spirit to rule on the throne of our hearts. God is unbound by time. He is fully aware of our past, present, and future, and his perspective on all things is infinitely greater than ours. That is why the connected scripture passage today is so comforting. Paul says that God made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. God knows our past, but He loves us anyway. We should not live in nostalgia of the past or even in inordinate regret over past sins that we have confessed and from which we have turned. Jesus Christ breaks the power of canceled sin, as another hymn by Charles Wesley states. God knows our future as well. And Paul reminds us of our glorious hope of resurrection in the same passage when he says that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:7. The hymn says it this way, "By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne." As we await Jesus' return and our eternal home in the new heavens and the new earth, we are called to live fully present in today instead of anxiously awaiting a new day or living a life of regret. In this present season, we are called to redeem the time we have been given, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. We are not promised tomorrow on this earth, but we are promised the gift of God's Spirit, and we are given the light of today to be about His handiwork. May this day be one of intentional worship of our eternal God, and one in which we love and serve others. In the name of our all-sufficient King.